Hi guys, this is Serena Gooseby. I am talking to you live at therenacollective.com. This is probably my second recording that I did. I wanted to elaborate, or not so much elaborate, but talk more about identity in regards to Black Panther for this article piece that I wrote. I talked a little bit more about the importance of Killmonger, particularly, that I found was very important for the movie, and how it connects to both my story as being African American and how it really, I'm not sure how to explain it, but it's just more like I needed that type of character. Like, I really resonated with him. You know, and I know that so many other people do, especially within his anger. He has so much anger in him, but you understood it. You may have not agreed with what he did. I definitely didn't agree with what he did, but just something about that character really touched me in a way that was like, all right, this movie is doing something, and it's like a fictional story, a fictional character, a fictional country, but I love the background and the story that connects with it. So I also wanted to mention, I didn't want to end up writing like a whole nother article. I feel like it's going to be like a bunch of different posts about it, but I wanted to try to focus on one thing. The other part of identity I wanted to mention was Okoye's wig that was on the scene when they were in Korea. And she had to wear this wig as like a disguise in a way. And from that, it seems like she had to hide her identity. And I also felt like she had to hide her power as a warrior. And I just thought that was so interesting that like was it Nikea or Nakia? I don't know. It was weird because T'Challa said it differently. I don't know if anyone knows that, but like T'Challa said her name differently towards the end of the movie, or other people said it differently than T'Challa. It was weird. But Nakia, she was able to wear her natural hair and have this type of style that still presented her power, and still presented her like, you know, like people noticed her, you know, like she was able to blend in even with that. Whereas Okoye, she wouldn't necessarily have that same response because she didn't have any hair. She didn't have that. Whereas some people, I guess, if you have hair, that represents power. Whereas like if you have no hair, oh, maybe you don't have that much power. But it's a totally different thing for her as a general. She has the absolute power in her stance. So I thought that was just really interesting of how, you know, she had to hide her identity just for that little scene. And then when she flipped that wig off her head to that guy, she was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done trying to hide. I'm going to protect, you know, whatever I have to protect in order to secure myself, in order to make sure that, like, once you touch me, we're done. Like, that's pretty much her response on that. And I just thought that was so powerful. So that was just a quick thing that I also noticed in terms of identity. I also wanted to mention about the actors. I feel like, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but now I just want to see every movie that Chadwick Boseman plays. I want to see every movie that Michael B. Jordan is playing or will play or has played. And not saying I haven't. I've watched Fruitvale Station. I've watched Creed. Like, you know, I've watched Get On Up. I watched 42. I haven't seen Marshall yet. I'm going to try to see Marshall soon. Not saying I haven't seen any of the movies, but it makes you want to be more of a supporter to these actors in their craft, even to Ryan Coogler. Like, you still want to be attached to these amazing creatives because of this movie. Like, that's how I'm feeling. Like, I want to follow more about more Letitia Wright. I want to learn more about Winston Duke. Like, I want to know, like, I never, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say I never seen Get Out, so don't Blame Me. This is as of March 17th. I've never seen Get Out. Please don't, like, yell at me. But I will eventually. It's just, you know, those are the type of movies I have to sit and watch and really dialect. And I feel like that is that type of movie. That's why I haven't seen it in a while. Or I haven't seen it before. But I will hopefully. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Like, it makes me want to support these artists even more. And I still don't understand why Angela Bassett still doesn't have an Oscar. Like, you know, she deserves pretty much anything. She's pretty much a veteran at this point. Like I loved her in that movie. I loved her with those gray dreads. That was such a beautiful, iconic look. Like, even the looks, it gives you a sense of, like, power, and that showed a lot of wisdom, like, that particular hairstyle. You see that she had a lot of wisdom. She had a lot of strength. I just thought that was really cool that even the hairstyles, they show a level of importance of the character. Even Letitia Wright's character, like, she was just beyond amazing. I don't know how, because it makes you think, like, with all these support of the women, like, you see just, like, their individual powers within it, and how, in collaboration with T'Challa, they're, like, this dynamic force that's just so brilliant to see. Like, overall, this movie is amazing. It's brilliant. I don't know why it took so long for it to come out. I never knew about Black Panther. I'm not a big comic book fan. The last Marvel movie that I was really sticking to, and this was, like, far back, but this was, like, Spider-Man, like, Tobey Maguire days. Like, that's how far back I am on Marvel. This movie makes me want to see the Civil War movie that was before, because I kind of want to see how Black Panther got into the universe, introduced there. I'm thinking about seeing Infinity War, but, like, a part of me is, like, I really want to follow this character. That's how I am. I want to follow the actual Black Panther character. And I could care less about Captain America and all of them. But, it's just more of, like, both the character and both, like, yeah, this is, like, one of... And he is not the first Black superhero, you know. I'm going to give credit to Blade. But, you know, Wesley Snipes. But I'm saying he is, like... Like, mainstream-wise, internationally and domestically, commercial, like, widespread, like, known, it's big. Like, Black Panther is this big that I would support Chadwick Boseman on any movie this far. Like, any movie, whether it be small or old. And I even read his article on the Rolling Stones that he's thinking of playing some type of, like, I guess, minister, or anti, was an activist that's in Boston, and I don't know, I don't even know about this story, and I'm like, wait, what? So, we'll see about that, you know, but, anywho, I don't want to get off topic. I just wanted to mention that quick little thing about identity and just giving praise to the actors and how important it was for young Black children, adults, even people of different races and cultures who know their identity within their culture and their traditions, how important it is for us to have this movie. So yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. And yeah, I hope you see the movie, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. I seen it twice. I might see it 3 times or 4 times. I'm not too sure before, like, it officially goes out of the theater. But I recommend that you at least see it twice, because you might have a different opinion the second time, because that's what I felt. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the post. Thanks. Bye.